So Zambia has ratified the African Charter on Human and People's Rights, as well as the Maputo Protocol under the Charter. And both those treaties basically prescribe that governments should try as much as possible to ensure that there's non-discrimination with regards to people's participation in public life, with specific reference to women, youth, and disabled persons. So we filed our complaint, and we wait to hear from the commission as to the way forward.
Some people are suggesting that this is a mere publicity stunt just to make your group and the Young Women in Action group to be relevant, because a lot of women have been appointed into public positions in Zambia, including the vice president being a female. How do you respond to that?
Well, my first response is we are relevant. And we're relevant because we're taking up causes that advance the rights and liberties of the Zambian people. For example, in the previous cabinet, out of a total number of 30 cabinet members, only 9 were women. And none of the provincial ministers, and there's a good, I think it's 10 provincial ministers, none of those were women. None of those were youth or disabled people. And the situation, as we described in our press briefing today, has deteriorated under the current government.
Linda, what do you say to those who are of the opinion that you are embarrassing Zambia in the eyes of the international community by dragging the government in the mud to petition the African Commission on Human and People's Rights on the lack of diversity in appointing to the public offices in Zambia?
I think it shouldn't be taken as a personal attack for any one government. Successive governments have failed to provide adequate gender parity or representation of youth and disabled persons. As I mentioned, we started this case when the previous dispensation was in office. And as I mentioned earlier, the situation has actually deteriorated.
So what is the end game here? Because some people are saying that governments have routinely ignored their ruling or decisions when they make them.
Well, our ultimate aim is to have the commission agree with us that, in fact, Zambia is not complying with its treaty obligations under the African Charter on Human and People's Rights and also under the Maputo Protocol, which I mentioned earlier, provide for non-discrimination and allowing for public participation of all people in a particular jurisdiction. This new government has repeatedly told the people of Zambia that it is a government that respects the rule of law. So we are yet to see if indeed the commission agrees with us that Zambia is not complying with its treaty obligations. We are yet to see whether the government will indeed uphold the rule of law and respect and honor the treaty obligations which it has ratified.